الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am not here, and I am unapologetic when it comes to what is the authentic Islam is. And so, I am not here to apologize for authentic Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, and note-taking. And I always ask my students, I try to anyway, to ask them to have the Quran near them. So in case they want to follow along with me when I read Quran, either Arabic and English, I want them to be there with me like any other class. And this is a class on basic Islamic information. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Now, the topic today will be taking care of the poor. No matter where you live, more than likely, somewhere in your area, or you walk past, bypass people who are poor, people who are begging, people who are needing something to eat. And I know here in America, you have people at stop signs, and they have little signs, stop lights, I'm sorry, and they have little signs saying, bless you, God bless you, please help me, I'm homeless, all the different cardboard signs that they have in their hand. Sometimes you might have a woman out there, sometimes a man out there, sometimes a woman and a child out there. And so you have just different people, old, young, it doesn't matter, they're out there and they're begging. And I know that some people may be legitimate, some people may not be legitimate, but I'm really focusing more so on the legitimate ones, the ones that really are in need, the ones that, and but we really don't know, and Allah knows best. I'm just talking about the poor person that you may know about, and I want you just to walk by them or ignore them. I want you to do what you can, if you can afford to do so, do what you can to be able to help them. Now, I want to just mention one ayah in the Quran, so you can open up your Qurans, those of you who have it in English or Arabic, whatever language that you may speak, or the Quran comes in many different languages. And the Quran is written in Arabic, but this translation, a rough translation, comes in many different languages, French, Urdu, English, Spanish, and the like. Whatever, I don't know what language you speak, but the Quran more than likely comes in that language as translation. But the original Quran is in the Arabic language. And so this is going to be chapter 107, verses 1 through 3. Again, 107 verses 1 through 3. The Quran goes from, I'll let you look for it, from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 114. So you have 114 chapters in the Quran and numerous of ayahs or verses in the Quran. Shortest one may be 3 verses or more or less, but the longest one might be 286, which is a surah al-Baqarah, which is the second chapter in the Quran. But I guess I talked enough about that. I want you to, hopefully you're in chapter 107, and we're going to do the first 3 verses, 1 through 3. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين. So this 3 verses, it mentions Have you seen the one who denies the final judgment? That is the one who repulses the orphans and does not encourage the feeding of the poor. We do not want to be amongst the people. And the Quran talks over and over again about the widows and the orphans and looking out for them and the like. But we also talk, it also talks about feeding of the poor. And that's the emphasis I want to put on today, which is that last ayah that I read, where I said, وَلَا يُحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And when it mentions about the, and does not encourage the feeding of the poor, don't encourage others to feed the poor. Know that you feed the poor yourself, or help the poor yourself. Allah also mentions in the second chapter, the 73rd ayah, the second chapter Al-Baqarah, in verse 273. Again, chapter 2, verse 273. And it says, very briefly in this particular ayah. I'm going to read it in English because our time is limited. The one who knows them not thinks that they are rich because of their modesty. Now you have some people that they may be poor, but they don't really show it. I don't really ask. Don't have their hands out like the people I mentioned earlier that have their hands out or a sign or something like that, and, or begging for money or something to eat. And maybe some people that are poor and in need, but they don't show it. And so this particular ayah, the particular verse mentions, and the one who knows them not thinks that they are rich because of their modesty. Meaning, those who do not know their situation think that they are well off because they are modest in their clothes and speech. But a person may be in need. But the thing is, I'm talking about all types of people, the ones that ask and the ones that don't ask for your assistance. These are two types, basically, of poor people. There may be other types, but those are the two types I'm going to mention right now. And the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, the poor person is not the one whom a date or two or a morsel or two of food is sufficient, but the poor person is he who does not beg or ask people for something or show his poverty at all. And so that's when Allah also mentioned the verse that I mentioned earlier, they do not beg of people at all. And that's again going back to chapter number 2, verse 273. Allah also in it as mentions in another verse, and he says, and I'm going to kind of go back and forth with kind of not scolding people, but reminding people, the rich and those that have money, those that have more than the poor, I'm going to kind of remind you about, don't ignore them. We have the resources to help them. And then it says, basically, those who spend their wealth in Allah's cause, by night and day, in secret and in public, they shall have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. And so it talks about what happens to the person who gives unknowingly, a person who gives unknowingly. Their reward is with Allah. You don't do it for showing off. We don't help people for showing off. So this ayah, it praises those who spend in charity for Allah's sake, seeking His pleasure day and night, publicly and in secret, including what one spends on his family. This is a form of sadaqah. This is a form of sadaqah for the person, a charity for the person, and you get blessing just for spending on your family. If I spend on my wife, for example, I get the blessings of it. She's happy. I'm spending on her and buying her food and the like and clothing and whatever. And also, I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. I'm doing a show off to the people. I'll go to the masjid and say to the people, look what I spent on my wife. I'm getting ready to give my wife this or that. No, it's about the people. And you ask for a reward for the people. That's the reward you're going to get from the people. It's like it says, a prophet, I believe the prophet Salami said, he mentioned about the people basically not even going to look at on the day of judgment. The person who said, yeah, I fought for your cause, Allah. And Allah said, no, you didn't fight for my cause. In my cause, you fought because you wanted people to call you a great warrior. And so they would call you that, so you already got your reward. Or say, Allah, or say, for example, Allah, I learned for your cause, Allah. No, you didn't learn for my cause or for my pleasure. You learn because you wanted people to say to you that you are a person of great knowledge. You are a scholar. And they called you this. And they wrote about you about this thing. All right, you got what you wanted. And so your reward, you already received it. And then a person who gives in charity. Oh, Allah, I gave in charity for your cause. No, you didn't get in charity for my cause, for my pleasure. You gave in charity because you wanted people to say that you were a charitable person. And they said that. And so now you don't look for the reward for me because you already received your reward. So we have to be careful about why we're doing something. We don't go to the box and you have matches. You have where people put their coins inside the box. And so you don't get or they check whatever in the box. And you don't make an announcement before you put the check or the money in the box, your donation in the box. You just put it in there. You don't say and put it in there and hopefully no one sees you. That your right hand knows what your left hand is doing and your left hand do not know what your right hand is doing. Or you don't make an announcement. This thing you don't do. I'm getting ready to put this check for $500 in the tzedakah box, in the charity box. Look at me, everyone. Laugh. No. You don't do that. You don't do it for that purpose because you're doing it for the pleasure of the people and not for the pleasure of Allah. And Allah also mentions that, and whatever you spending good, surely Allah knows it well. Allah knows our thing. Nothing escapes Allah's sight. Indeed, that no charity escapes him, as I mentioned a few seconds ago, and he will reward it fully and perfectly on the day of resurrection, when it is most desperately needed. On the day of resurrection, only your deeds and the good deeds that will be the thing that means a lot on that day. When we go to our grave, everyone, three things go with us to the grave, and two things leave the grave, and one thing go into the grave with us. And so our family, our wealth, and our deeds go to the grave with us. Grave site. When you put you in the ground, your family and your wealth walks away. And then what happens is your deeds go into the grave with you. Those are the things that you're going to come on the day of judgment and be most important on that day, not because you have all this money or mean anything, or you can't spend it there and in the hereafter. I had this money, there's many people in my family, I come from a wealthy family, all these kind of things. No, that one means nothing on that day. You're going to be by yourself, naked, uncircumcised, all by yourself. And Aisha Anha, the prophet's wife, she said, Prophet Muhammad, you know, won't we be like looking at each other? Because normally a person is naked. People look. They may look one time, look away, something like, oh no, I saw the naked person. But the thing is, she wanted to know. She said, won't we be looking at each other on that day and naked, uncircumcised? And he said, no. On that day, be so concerned about what's going to happen to us. We won't even be looking at each other like that. Like here today, here now, we look at each other in a certain way, as I mentioned. But on that day, on the day of judgment, we'll be so busy worrying about, okay, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to Jahannam? I'm going to the hellfire. I'm going to Jannah. I'm going to paradise. We'll be so worried. Our sweat will come to our knees, that sweat so much, to our waist, to our chest, to our eyes. We'll be sweating so much, worried about and concerned about what's going to happen to us on that day. And Allah knows best what state we're going to die in. It also mentioned by the Prophet, may peace and blessing upon him, He said, do not shut your money bag, otherwise Allah too will withhold his blessings from you. Spend in Allah's cause as much as you can afford. So here he said, basically he's saying, and I'm just paraphrasing this, Allah is saying to us, or Prophet Muhammad is saying to us, he said, do not shut your money bag. Do not shut and say, I'm not sharing it with anyone. I'm not helping my neighbor. I'm not helping my friend. I'm not helping the poor. No, you, I'm not, because if I give to you, I'm going to lose. No. I'm going to talk about that later on, about you gain more than you give out. And don't worry about that, because Shaitan's going to bother you and say, man, if you give her that or give them that, you're going to be poor. Don't give them anything, because they're not real about what they're doing. They're not real poor people. No. Don't be convinced by that, because Shaitan, I would have been loud, loud curse Shaitan. And he already heading towards the hellfire. But he said, yeah, Allah, you know, give me respite. And you know the situation, the story about what happened to Hawa and Adam and Shaitan in the Jannah. And so when they were cast, all three were cast out of Jannah onto the earth, and you know the story. And so the thing is, we have to be very careful about that, and that we don't be persuaded by Shaitan to close our wallets or keep our money in our pocket and not give it to others and share with others that are in need. It is also mentioned by the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. He said, the poor person is not the one who asks a morsel or two of meals from others, but the poor person is the one who has nothing and is ashamed to beg from others. This is basically what I mentioned before, but it's a little added on a little bit more about the whole thing about the poor person. And recognize a poor person. And so the thing is that you may have a person that in need, but they're ashamed to beg from others. You have some that have no problem whatsoever in begging from others. Like I mentioned, there's two types of poor that I'm going to talk about today, which are the ones that ask and the ones that do not ask. And so we may even know people that are poor. But they never ask. So if you're able to help that individual, even gave them a gift without them even knowing you gave it to them, and just do, or even make dua, making supplication to Allah for the individual, they certainly don't know what you're doing. And we also understand that when we make dua, we make supplication for a person, and then the angels and say the same to you. Or may get the same blessing that we ask for this individual, that the same for the Allah give you that same blessing to you. And so my beautiful students, please, if you can, let this particular class be one that's going to inspire you. Not because of my words, just because you want to go out there and you want to help someone out, at least that one thing you do before you die. And that you go and you say, I'm gonna find a poor person, or I know where a poor person is, or I know of a poor person, I'm gonna give something to them, I'm gonna share with them. You have a piece of bread, then you give them half. You have a dollar, in America we use dollars, and so you give them 50 cents, a quarter, whatever you can of it, and then it'll come back you in a many, many fold. I'll talk about that later on. Now we do have people in the world with lots of money, so much money, sometimes they may not even know what to do with it. And sometimes you have something here in America, you have rich people, billionaires, competing to be the first to send people in privately into space. And people were charged, one was charging people $250,000. And you have numerous of people that paid $250,000 just to go up into the atmosphere, up and past the earth, and then float around a little bit, and then look down on earth. And so you have these people that are racing for this with all this money. Some of the richest people in the world with all this money. And so that's, they got this space race going on between these people. And they allow that money. I can't tell them what to do with their money. I'm not saying that they don't use their money for other things. But I just kind of scratched my head. And I can't tell them how to spend their money. But I think in terms of all the people that can be fed by the $250 that the people are given to go up into space, and then some of the people may already be helping poor people. That's fine. But this $250 that you're doing to pay for a ticket, if you will, like a plane ticket to go into space, that money can be used to feed so many people. You also have the situation where these people are racing to get into space. And bit the private companies, the private individuals get into space. It's like this race, I guess, to go down into history. Why don't you go out into history helping more people in the world? Why don't you do that? And you want to do something to history, but you do it feasibility law. History going to write what history going to write, but you want to do it in the cause of Allah and for the pleasure of Allah. But you have many people, they buy cars, they buy houses, they buy paintings for all these millions of dollars, Picasso and all these different names, all these millions of dollars for these paintings that are just going to hang on the wall or just leave and put in the closet someplace, or boom. An endless list of things that people buy, or food, whatever they buy, just to be buying it. And they could use a lot of that money to help people that are in need. If you know someone like that, that spend their money just any kind of way, and encourage them to please help more people that are in need. Ask them, beg them to help more people that are in need, and more of the poor people. Much of the money can be spent on poor and not necessarily on material things, instead of flying people and racing for people to get into the sky, into the atmosphere above the earth, and look down. And don't look down on the people. Be in a race, rich people. Those who are the billionaires, be in a race to solve hunger in the world. That's the race you should be in, not the race to get into space first. And so maybe they'll take an example for us who have a little bit of money less than them, and we help people. And if they don't help, and they don't want to do anything, that's fine too. That's up to them. But that should not stop us from helping those that are in need. And so in other words, I want to encourage, if you have a few bucks, help those in need. Now I want to mention some things for those who spend their money in the name of Allah, in the cause of Allah. And I believe, I don't know if it's hadith or I'm not sure about this, but I'm going to mention this because it's so appropriate. And that is basically Allah may question us on the day of judgment. He may question about our time and how we spent it. He may question us about our health and what we did with our good health. He may question about the money that we have and how we earn it, the way we earn it, and how we spent it. Don't think that you're going to die and you're not going to be questioned about this thing. But we have an angel, as I mentioned before, angel on our right side and an angel on our left side, and they're writing. On our right side, they're writing down our good deeds, and on our left side, they're writing down our bad deeds. And so we want to keep the one on our right side writing down our good deeds that we do. That's why we want to spend as much as we can. And it'd be written in our book that we spent as much as we can helping those who are in need. Now let me continue. And also mentioned by Allah, and it says, and whatever you spend in good, surely Allah knows it well. And I had mentioned earlier before about no charity escapes Allah that one may do. If he does it in secret, or he does it and people know about it. Fully and perfect Allah will reward you for what you've done and the good that you have done. And encourage others to do good. Amongst the billionaires, the millionaires, be in the contest with each other. Not to have bragging rights, but also be in the race. And be in the race to end and do for the pleasure of Allah, helping other people and helping those who are in need. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, he said, the one who looks after a widow or the poor person is like the mujahid, meaning the warrior, who fights for Allah's cause, or like him who performs prayers all night and fasts all day. Look at the blessing of a person who gives what? The one who looks after the widow, as I mentioned earlier, and the one who looks after the poor. It's as if the person prayed all night and fast all day. This is the reward of a person who does something like that. Looking at the person who's a widow or looking after the poor. The blessing that you get for just looking at those who are in need. Don't block the blessing. Don't neglect yourself from the blessings, because we don't know when we're gonna die. We go to sleep at night and don't wake up in the morning. Or make you wake up in the morning, don't go to sleep at night. So we do all the good that we can, as much as we can, while we can, while we have breath in our body, because one day we will not have breath in our body. Kulli nafsun da'ikatul maut. Every soul will have a taste of death. We just don't know when, where, how we're going to die, but we're surely we're going to die. So what state are we going to die in? Are we going to die in a state of being a worship of Allah and submitting to Allah and being charitable and helping those in need? Or are we going to die in a state of not submitting to Allah and not being charitable and not helping those that are in need? Look at the blessings that you get. I want to end with this. Look at the blessings that you get when you help those in need. That is mentioned by Allah, that the parable of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is that of a grain that sprouts or grows sprouts seven ears, like 7 ears of corn, for example. And on each ear of corn, you have 100 grains. And so just think of this, is that you take this one sadaqah, or just give it one person something. One person. You'll see yourself giving them $1, for example. And so just think that $1 that you gave, one sadaqah that you gave, one charity that you gave, it sprouts up. It grows up like a plant. And then on that plant, or that stalk, if you will, you have 7 ears. And on each ear, you have 100 kernels or grains. Meaning for that one thing that you gave this person, it amounted 700-fold, if you will. And so who doesn't want to get that? What kind of return on investment? There's no thing that you can invest in where you could get that kind of return on it. So we invest in yourself. Give to those who are in need, and then watch that grow more and more. Allah give to you tenfold, because you're doing it in the cause of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, and not to be boastful. And people will say, oh, this person is so great in what they're doing. So please, I beg you, those who can afford to do so, and those who may have a little more than a poor person asking, give what you can to that individual. Don't walk past the poor. Help them out to the best of your ability. I know you may not be able to help every individual. I understand that. But as many as you can, you help as much as you can. And then you don't really do it so that you hear, oh, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to get more for it. No, you do it. You do it for the pleasure of Allah. What you get from it. You don't know, because that may be the very thing that on day of judgment, if you submit yourself to Allah, the day of judgment, the thing that's going to put you into paradise, the thing that's going to make Allah more pleased with you. And so I'm asking and encourage you to please help the needy, help the poor. Others going to encourage you not to. Shaitan's going to do so, encourage you not to give. And people are going to encourage you not to give. Don't listen to either one of them. You give what you feel in your heart to give. You help those that you feel in your heart that you need to help. Don't be fooling with your money. Just give everything to them. You end up being a poor person and begging. I am not saying that. Help as many people as you can. And if you're not able to help the poor, you don't know what to do. Then you can give to organizations worldwide, local or national organization that help those who are in need. You can give to organizations like mercyusa.org. You give to Islamic Relief or IRUSA.org. And these are organizations I actually work with. I'm familiar with these organizations. Also, Islamic Circle of North America, which is ICNA.org. Or you can give to, and for full disclosure, this is my organization, Muslim Social Services Agency, .org. And you can go to their website. And you can go there and you go to the donation and you can donate to them. See what they do? See what the good thing they're doing all over the world, the wells they're digging, and the people they're giving food to, and they're giving meat to people, and they're helping people to improve themselves, particularly those people who are the disadvantaged, the poor, the miskin. And so Again, I'm asking you and encouraging you, if you don't know what to do with your money, then you go to the website of any of these organizations and they would know what to do. And then for those who do taxes, who want to know if they're all a tax exempt, if you want to, whatever you do with that, you do with it. If you want to write it off, that's up to you. I'm just more concerned with the poor and the poor being treated right and the poor being taken care of, and we are supposed to take care of those that are in need and taking care of the poor and the widows. Again, that is mercyusa.org, irusa.org, Islamic Circle of North America.org, or ICNA.org, or Muslim Social Service.org. These organizations help people and been doing it for at the very least 15 years or more of helping those are in need. So please, my listeners, my students, encourage others to do so. Get a circle of friends, collect money to help those who are in need. Make food for those who are in, go out and give it to those in need. Let's change the situation for those who are in need. Again, Allah mentions the ayah in the Quran, وَلَا يُحُدُّ عَلَىٰ تُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ, and do not discourage the feeding of the poor. So we're going to encourage and not discourage the feeding of the poor. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.